brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
Today's question comes from Bethany in Georgia. My husband and I are having a disagreement on our monthly personal spending money. We budget for each of us to have $100. My husband says I can't visit my family in Florida because we're paying off debt and that the cost would be around $500. But he also talks about saving his allowance over several months to go to a concert.
Uh-oh.
I was under the impression that if you only plan on spending 30 out of the 100, you put the 30 into a spending envelope and use the rest towards debt. Can you clear this up for us?
Uh-oh. George, oh, I feel like, boy, I need to get you one of those judge robes.
I would love that.
This feels like an episode of Judge George.
A little gavel?
Gavel? Why does it have to be little? Why can't you have a full-size gavel?
A big gavel's a little bit superfluous.
Superfluous.
It's a little bit much.
Oh, you think you're trying to overcompensate?
Yeah. I think the gavel should fit the
judge. I'm going to get you a giant gavel, like where you're here like this. All right,
it's like a carnival game.
America wants to know. This is a spicy one.
Well, the hot take is I think this is less about finances and more about their communication
100%.
And expectations around this.
Yeah.
So they have $100 each month, but he's saying to her, you can't use $500 to go on this trip, even if you saved up your $100 spending money.
Yeah.
But I can use mine saved up to go to a concert.
Yeah, a guy wants to go see Whitesnake.
And so she's saying, my understanding is if you don't spend all your spending money, it needs to be used towards debt. So can you clear this up? So the question really becomes, are you allowed to sort of not use the spending money and then use it for whatever you want down the road? Or does it have to be used every month or it goes away? So that feels like semantics at that point, and there's no Ramsey ruling on this that I can
right.
Hit
so you
the
know
gavel.
Where my brain goes back to the old school envelope system, right? That Dave espoused for years. So if you had what was called blow money, right? This is okay. Each of us get some money, husband and wife. You get to go spend it on whatever you want, right? But there would be times where I had to go to that envelope and I had to use that money for something else that was a higher priority. So it feels like that's where we're at here.
Well, to me, if you said you can use this on whatever you want, as long as it's
moral
and legal,
you get to use it on whatever you want,
then she can save it up for 5 months and go to Florida.
I feel like we got a control freak on our hands. I think the guy here is like, do what I say, not as I do.
Yeah. So if he's able to save it up for months and go to the concert, I don't know why she can't save it up for months and go see family.
And listen, this is not just a money question. Can I just talk to guys everywhere? Okay. Dating, married. Listen, this guy's missing the boat. What he ought to do is go, yeah. Of course you could go see your mom. While you go to the mom's, I'm going to go to the concert, hang out with the boys.
Time it perfectly.
I don't know what his problem is. He's really playing against himself here. This is not a happy wife, happy life type of move.
Well, and there seems to be an unspoken rule book that he has on how this should all go down. And so they need to be very clear as to what this money can be used for, what the stipulations are for each of them, and agree on it. That's what this comes down to, but I don't think she's in the wrong if she wants to do that.
So, Judge George, what is your ruling?
She wins. Bethany.
Bethany wins.
Yeah, I don't know what they say in court. It's not a guilty or not guilty. This is more like of a Judge Judy situation.
I'm telling you, the husband's guilty of being a bonehead. That's what he's guilty of.
Boom.
That's my ruling. How about that?
You can't go to prison for being a bonehead, though.
You can go to prison because you're a bonehead. You do something boneheaded, and the next thing you know, you're on an episode of Cops.
You do the crime, you pay the time.
There it is.
Create your free Every Dollar budget today, the simplest way to budget for your life.